Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Oh. All right. On the line with us right now, Al, is a man named Kevin Cooney. And the reason we book him is he can do it all. He is also now part of a podcast with Mike Kern, Working the Beat. The legend himself, the great Kevin Cooney's online. Hi, Kev.
Hi, Angelo. How are you?
Hey, Kev, let's start with the betting because we're right here where it's going to start in a few hours. Is it going to change anything? Do you think we're going to look at games differently because there's legal sports betting now? Or are we going to try to get information from Kevin Cooney because he's right around the teams? How's it going to change stuff?
I think how it's going to change is it's just going to add another element. I mean, look, you've had the fantasy sports element there for a long time. I think that, you know, you add now the idea that you can actually go and just make a bet, you know, a wager, you know, legally. I think that will, you know, it'll just be another entertainment option if you think about it. Because, you know, when you go to Vegas, it's more about the experience than it is maybe even what you gamble. I mean, if you have that type of experience here on the East Coast, it'll do wonders for Atlantic City. I think one thing that we may oversell, though, is I don't know if the person who gambles with his local bookmaker is going to necessarily always go to Atlantic City or Monmouth or if Pennsylvania rises up in about 20 years and finally gets this because of the fact that they're not going to be able to do stuff on credit. When people bet with bookmakers, they do a lot of stuff with credit. And that way, you don't have to have the money, you know, right in your hand. And that's where people get in trouble. But that's the biggest allure, I think, in this region for gambling with bookmakers. So I don't know if it's going to be as big as people think, but it's still going to be better for the entertainment industry in Atlantic City.
All right. You are, I mean, everybody knows this. You are the most versatile of all the people that cover sports in this town because you know all the sports. Will you, because you know this stuff, Kevin, will you take a stab at this from time to time yourself?
I am under NCAA mandate, which prohibits me from doing that.
Really? You can't do it in any sport?
No. I can. You know, it's funny. A couple of my colleagues and I were on our way to an NCAA seminar today. As of now, we are not allowed to bet on anything that involves a sport that is sanctioned by the NCAA. So,
wow. I took care, but you could funnel the money through me, and I could give you a kickback.
Yeah, and we'll keep it quiet. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's not like saying that on a popular morning show with the bet, you know, for you, and then telling you to do it. You know.
Yeah, I'm not good at hiding stuff. You know me, Kev. All right, Kevin, let me get to the. There's one big thing going on in both the Phillies and the Eagles, and I want to get your thoughts on it. I'm going to start with the skipper, Gabe Kapler. I'm going to play this. This was from last night. And, Kev, he's getting on people's nerves now with all this positive stuff. Here's Kapler after the loss. Is he unrealistically positive, Kev?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, at some point you've got it. Look, I don't think you can go turn buffet tables over and all that every night. I just don't think that's a realistic thing to expect that you're going to get positive results every time you do this. But by the same token, you can't come out every night and just absolutely, you know, stress this. The act gets old, and where it may get old quickest is in your clubhouse. I mean, there's a certain point where you have to be able to at least project the idea of a little sense of urgency, and there's not a lot of urgency right now. Look, Angelo, Charlie Manuel used to say about how offense generates excitement. Okay?
Yep, true.
There's no excitement with this team.
No.
There really is not. You can talk about the four other days that Aaron Nola does not pitch, and this team right now is a pretty awful watch because this lineup has no power in it at this point, and they're not generating anything. They had eight, up until the weekend, They had 8 stolen bases in 12 attempts since April 24th.
Wow.
They're not generating any offense whatsoever.
But that's, Kev, tell me if I'm wrong, that's by design because they're playing the analytics game where there's not much stolen bases. They're trying to work walks, go deep into counts. I mean, they're playing a brand of baseball that's not that entertainment by design, right?
Well, I mean, analytics will tell you that stolen bases are unnecessary chances, okay?
Yeah, that's it.
But if you think about it, you know, if you're not hitting for power, and the Phillies lineup is not power-driven at this point, you've got to do something to generate runs. And, you know, this is where the manager has to adjust his thinking a little bit. If they are, you know, it's not like they don't have guys who could, in theory, steal bases. Hernandez could steal bases.
Sure.
Herrera could steal bases.
Yep.
Kingery could steal bases. Even Hoskins has a little bit of sneaky speed. I would like to see them moving a little more just to maybe get them out of a slump, because at this point, nothing that they're doing is working, and it hasn't worked for over a month and a half.
You're right. That's very, very true. Kev, I'm going to move you over to the Eagles now because, yesterday, Carson Wentz did quite a significant media availability and, again, is really talking optimistically about starting the year, despite every doctor's opinion that if he does so, if he absorbs contact, he'll be doing it on a left knee that is not fully healed. How do you think this will play out?
I think that the Eagles are going to have to be the ones who put the brakes on this.
Yeah.
I mean, he is the franchise, and this is the one year you can get away with going easy with him because you have Foles, and Foles is here for another season, and, you know, this is a guy who was the Super Bowl MVP. You could justify, if you told Carson Wentz, you know, we'll see in like week 5, you know. I mean, they're at a point right now that they almost have to protect the player from himself. And I get that the player wants to push this and the player wants to be there. And I know when you look at, and I heard Rhea mention earlier this morning about the Deshaun Watson situation where, you know, he's already taken the knee brace off and he's a month ahead of Wentz, but there's already working towards the idea that he's going to be available opening day. So, I just don't think that you can allow him to put himself in jeopardy. If he's ready on week 5, the Eagles should still be fine. The Eagles should still be 3-1 or 3-2, 4-1. That should be good enough to keep them going.
Yep. Couldn't read it better. I think that's exactly right. Kev, I would not attempt this with any other caller because I'm moving to a third sport. And Rhea, I got to be honest with you, Rhea yesterday was laughing her ass off when she sent me this story. There are now reports inside the Philadelphia 76ers that prior to the last draft, top executives in the organization attempted to talk Brian Colangelo out of Markelle Fultz. And he stuck by his guns and went for Fultz and got burned. At least so far. Do you believe the story or don't you?
Well, if those executives wanted his attention, they should have put it on a burner account.
That's what I said to Angelo.
Always with the wisecrack with the burner
Brian,
account.
Brian, I said they're no better than the burner accounts. They're anonymous people going, oh, you know, I mean, how many times is Fultz going to have to listen to all of this stuff? This kid's confidence, you know, you got to wonder about it.
Well,
no, this is garbage, right? There's no way. They're just making themselves look good, aren't they, Kev?
I think you're seeing now revisionist history. I never sent, I'm not around the Sixers as much as, you know, other people. I never sensed, though, that anybody in that organization had serious reservations about Markelle Fultz when they drafted him.
You didn't?
You know,
okay.
They were gung-ho on that. So I think now they're seeing what Tatum did during the playoffs, and I think they're now trying to cover their own rear ends at this point. And I, you know, this is something that the organization, this is a fight you don't let re-legislate. You know, just go and take care of what you have to take care of and do, you know, move forward. This is a big summer. Why do you keep looking back on the Markelle Fultz thing and trying to make it sound like, hey, we had no parts of it? It happened. Move on.
I'm with you. Kevin, all you do is one thing, and that's make sense. And that's why if you don't have my cell number, Rhea will send it to you. If you get a bet thought, let me know. I'll funnel for you.
And also check out Working the Beat, his podcast.
Working the Beat with Mike
Wildfire Radio.
Kevin, you're the best, my friend. Thank you, pal.
Thanks, Angelo.
All right, now Al.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.